On last week's program, I played a lovely slow version, I think it was last week or was it the week before, of Joni Madden. I think it was Longing for Home I played. Now, this Joni Madden lady, she is a wonder. She plays the whistle, right? Various types of whistles. Earlier on in the program, we played Eileen Ivers, and I was saying she was fantastic on the fiddle. This girl is just the same on the whistles. And here, this week, she's livened it up for us a bit. Here's Joni Madden with some reels.
Thank you. and the hill come high, and the snow comes tumbling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, and she'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell a man when she comes home. Let them all come as they will, it's Patrick Murphy she loves still. Tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Put my hair, stole my comb, and that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please would you tell me who is she? She's handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please would you tell me who is she?
A bit of a rip-roaring version of the Belfast song, I'll Tell Me Ma When I Go Home, and that was from Gaelic Storm. Now, I wasn't knocked out with the way they ended it, but they were having fun, and I hope you were too. Gaelic Storm, I'll Tell Me Ma. Now, as I've said so often on the past couple of weeks on Sounds Irish, we've had a beautiful summer here in Ireland, the best summer for quite some time, and I'm hoping that we haven't lost it, because today we had a yesterday and today, it sort of cooled off and we had some rain. But I hope we haven't seen the last rose of summer. And here's Maureen Hegarty's version of this. I think on one of the very early versions of Sounds Irish, I played Deanna Durbin's version of it. Here, Maureen Hegarty and the Last Rose of Summer.
Leave there, thou lone one.
couple of weeks ago on the program, we played Maureen Hegarty's version of How Are Things in Glacomorra. There we heard her beautiful singing of The Last Rose of Summer. She has a gorgeous voice. Now, another bit of country and Irish. Earlier on, Frank McCafferty was telling us about when he was a lad. Here, Sean Wilson is reminiscing again about the passing of time and things the way they used to be in the old days.
Remember a time when the world was so different. Neighbors would greet you with a wave or a smile. Locals would talk of events of the day and visit the old folk or stay for a while. Money was scarce, yet we were all happy. Potatoes and butter was the dish of the day. People would cycle for miles upon miles, walking their bare feet just to worship and pray. The friends and the times that we left behind, those innocent days were yours and all mine. Those days are gone, and it's time to move on, as the world keeps on changing with the passing of time. Working hard all day long, or to hear a young person in whistle or song, or dancing a set on an old kitchen floor. These are the things we don't see anymore. We'd head for the dance hall when the weekend came round, as long as there was a few bob to be found. The oil-burning lamp and the old shanty will always remain my memory. The friends and the times that we left behind, those innocent days were yours and all mine. Those days are gone, and it's time to move on, as the world keeps on changing with the passing of time. The friends and the times that we left behind, those innocent days were yours and all mine. Those days are gone, and it's time to move on, as the world keeps on changing with the passing of time. As the world keeps on changing with the passing of time.
Now, I am aware that this next track has been recorded by a number of artists, both here in Ireland and in Scotland. It's a track entitled Cottage in the Country, and it tells one of these emigration stories again. I think there was a great version of it by Isla Grant, was there not? But this is Martin Byrne, and I don't think we've heard Martin on Sounds Irish, so we'll have to put that to rights. Cottage in the Country.
There's an old cottage waiting country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. There's an old mom and dad there waiting for a son that's been gone for so long. Come home. Many years ago he had to leave them and travel far across the stormy sea to fight for the things that he believed in, with a song and the guitar on his knee. But they hoped and prayed that he'd return to them. Waiting for someone to call. picture of the sun she misses so. The sun that she held and kissed so dearly when he left them so many years ago. There's an old cottage waiting in the country, waiting for someone to call.
Martin Byrne and The Cottage in the Country. I was sent this track, friends, during the week from a friend of mine who works at a radio station here in Ireland. It's a recording by the Willoughby Brothers of a song called Our Mother, Our Friend. He said, Joe, I think this will go down really well on your Sounds Irish programme, which I listen to, Joe. Well done indeed. And the Willoughby Brothers, I think there are quite an amount of them. I think there's about five or six. But this is their wonderful version, a song dedicated to their mother. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll dedicate this to all mothers listening to Sounds Irish. And you can include your mother in this as well.
And evenings we can still recall, times shared together, the greatest times of all. Far in her eyes we were everything, as a family let us join and sing.
Wasn't that one beautiful song? And from one beautiful song to another beautiful song and a beautiful singer. I'm talking about Anne Breen. Anne has always been a big favourite of mine for, well, when I say always, for the last number of years when I first got one of her tracks. This is her wonderful interpretation of the Percy French song, The Mountains of Mourn.
The people are working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat. But there's gangs of them digging for gold in the streets. At least when
singing all about the lovely Mountains of Mourn. Now, the Mountains of Mourn are situated in County Down, which is in the province of Ulster. And we're staying in the province of Ulster for our Daniel O'Donnell slot. We try to get a Daniel O'Donnell slot in every programme of Sounds Irish. We don't always succeed. Daniel hails from Donegal, which is also in the province of Ulster. And what else would he be singing about?
Thank you. As through your glens I strolled today, Tyrconnell of renown, unspoiled by man, blessed by God's hand, there's beauty all around. Enraptured I just sit and dream of nature's gifts to you, and your sweetest charms are woven round your Atlantic waters blue. Oh, Abuchel, sure it's lovely when the sunbeams kiss those hills, or when the first snows fall and bring an early winter's chill, and the wind will whisper softly as the leaves begin to fall. If you want to see what heaven's like, just come to Donegal. A little piece of heaven fell from the sky one day, and it landed in old Ireland, I heard my mother say. So if you're ever passing, please make sure to call and see my piece of heaven, my lovely Donegal. Oh, Donegal, sweet Donegal, with your hills and valleys fair, God gave you wealth in a special way, with gifts beyond compare. There's beauty in the morning mist, just at the break of day, or when evening dons her mantle and the twilight slips away. A little piece of heaven fell from the sky one day, and it landed in old Ireland, I heard my mother say. So if you're ever passing, please make sure to call and see my piece of heaven, my lovely Donegal. And see my piece of heaven, my lovely Donegal.
The greatest icon, I maintain, in Irish recorded music over the last 30 or so years there, Daniel O'Donnell, telling us all about his home county of Donegal. Now we're going to liven it up a little bit, because we're going to get my favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers, telling us all about the escapades of the bold old Donoghue.
Here I am from Paddy's land, the land of high renown. I broke the hearts of all the girls from miles of Dublin town. And when they hear that I'm a war, they raise a hullabaloo. When they hear about the handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I do. I'll curd her like an Irish man, if you broke and blarney choose me, amateur, rolligan, swolligan, holligan, holligan, well, O'Donoghue.
I wish my love was a red, red rose grown on the garden wall. I need to be a dewdrop, and upon her brow I'd fall. Perhaps now she might think of me as a rather heavy dew. the more she loved that handsome lad that they call out on the hill.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. Well, I'll purge her like an Irish man, and be grown and blarney too, as me damage her rolling and swallowing and hollying and wallowing and powder on the hill. I hear that Queen Victoria has a daughter fine and grand. Perhaps she take it into her head for to marry an Irish man. If I could only get the chance to have a word or two, I'm sure she'd take a notion to the build out on the hill.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. Well, I'll purge her like an Irish man, be grown and barley too, as be amateur rolling and swallowing and hollying and wallowing and build out on the hill. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll purge her like an Irish man, and be grown and barley too, as be amateur rolling and swallowing and hollying and wallowing and build out on the hill.
Dublin City Ramblers giving us their version of the Bold O'Donoghue during the ballad craze, which, well, lasted from about 1965 to about 1995. That was one of the most popular ballads to be sung in any of the hostelries around Ireland and in other parts of the world as well. Dublin City Ramblers and the Bold O'Donoghue. Well, friends, that sounds Irish for this week. I sincerely hope you've enjoyed, well, some of the tracks. We've been a bit varied this week, have we not? But I hope you've enjoyed it nevertheless. Don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com, and put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a dedication, a request or a comment to make. Friends, Joe Bollard saying, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week with another edition of Sounds Irish, Joe Bollard saying, God bless you, take care, travel safely, slán, bye.